90.9 FM, WCDB, Albany, New York. What am I doing here is the obvious question I'm asking myself and other people around me. This is DJ and a Half. For very unusual reasons, I am going to be spending the afternoon with you on 90.9 FM playing some interesting music. It's a time fill. Call me time filler number one.
I'm time filler number two. Hi.
Oh, you startled me. You're like 800 times louder than I am.
I was speaking as quietly as I could.
I was just about to say, there's time filler number two.
Hi. Hey, everybody. I'm Jed.
That is Jed. You know him as Jed.
You might know me as something else. Something much worse.
Yes. So, anyway, we are here to fill time. We're probably going to do some talking, and then we'll play some music of a recorded nature. I don't think we're going to do anything live.
I might, you know, I am known for my freestyle and beatbox, jams, skills.
Okay.
And I'll do it if you want me to.
Oh, it's up to you.
Don't want me to.
I have to hear it in cue first.
You're listening to the many bad moods of
Joe and Jed. Yes, we're trying to think of a good name for this show. We might go under different names over the course of the afternoon, but we'll be here for a while.
How about 15 minutes of lame?
Oh, that's nice. The official college radio cold ending. This is WCDB Albany, DJ and a Half, a.k.a. Joe, here with you, and this is the many moods, the many bad moods of Joe and Jed. And we started the show, we cleansed the format, we cleansed the audience with Tour de France 2003. We heard the first, second, and third étape, or stage, by Kraftwerk. And cleansing, it's like, well, you know, we wanted to start fresh.
Yes.
It's like a room freshener for the radio station.
Or for your room, wherever you're listening.
I like this automatic laugh track that the station had installed. It's pretty good. I don't even have to push a button or anything. Was there something we were going to talk about before this? I mean, after that song?
Well, we were going to talk about the safe harbor policy.
Oh, yeah.
On the station.
Jed was asking if it's okay for the DJs
to curse late at night. Can't we just curse?
On the air, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Wherever, you know, on the air, someplace else, wherever you are at the time. If on the air, you know, you got to be free, man.
You know, the way it works is, after 10 o'clock at night, the FCC has agreed that they will look the other way if you want to play songs that have swear words in them, in the guise of it being artistic. So the use of the swear words in the song, that includes rap music or song or whatever, that's an artistic use of the language, that it's 10 o'clock at night, no one is likely to be listening with little kids, so they kind of look the other way. That's the rule.
But a good DJ, the banter of a good DJ is art.
Well, you know, see, the thing is, we shouldn't be waving around the fact that swear words go out over the air at night, because that's not really what a lot of people want on their FM dial. So
who are these people?
The fact that this happens is not something, it's kind of like we're riding on a technicality. It's perfectly legal, but it's not, and I'm not an attorney, but I'm just telling you how it's been permissible for radio stations, not just college stations, but all of them, to play the swear words after the 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. They call it safe harbor. So.
Yes.
But the DJs, now, the way I was told is, what I was told when I was a young and impressionable DJ,
impressionable. Yes.
Was that you know, whether or not you want to argue that the DJs should be allowed to curse, why should they curse? Like, what good is that going to do? You're not, it's bad PR. It's not good for the radio station. The radio, you know, you wouldn't walk into a nice store and have the woman behind the counter curse at you. It's just not seen as good form. Now, well, if she wants to sell a perfume that's called the F word and it's right there in the case, that's okay, but that doesn't mean that she should curse. How it makes sense to me.
There's cursing at you, and then there's like cursing with you. You know?
Yeah.
We can all curse together. It's all right.
All right. 1, 2, 3. I wasn't going to do it.
I know you guys did it at home.
Yeah. Okay. So, I didn't hit the buttons or anything. I didn't have to mute the mics or anything. I knew neither one of us was about to curse. It just wasn't going to happen.
I was going to, but I didn't want to be the first. Okay. I wasn't sure which curse we were going to do.
So does that explain my view on this?
Sure.
And that's just my view, not the opinions of the radio station. I'm just explaining to you why I always say we. I haven't been in this radio station as an official employee for like 20 years, and I still say we, but WCDB, I would imagine, doesn't see the need for the DJs to curse, and for that reason, it would be frowned upon.
I understand. How's that? I understand, and you make your argument in a compelling fashion, and you know, I'll just come back after 10.
If there are any other points you need argued in a compelling fashion, the number is 442-4242. Out of area, call 518. That is actually our request line. Let's play some music.
You can request songs with curses.
I am a DJ and a half. It's the Joe and Jed fill-in show. We are fill-in one and fill-in two.
Hello.
Phil couldn't make it.
90.9 WCDB Albany, Capital District's best.
90.9 on your FM dial, on your consumer electronics device. This is WCDB Albany. That was WMD by Blow Up Hollywood from their first and possibly only CD called The Life and Times of Private Henry Hill.
I think we'll be on until sports.
Thursday. Yes, it's it gets quiet here at times. It is the summer. People are away. People have things to do. But I feel it's a great crime to have the ability to light up someone's spot on the dial and not do it. So when I heard there was a free show, we had to step forward, me and Jed. And
I think Sir Walford would have stayed here all day.
Well, if he wants to do that, that's another way to light up the dial as well.
We walked in at 4 when we were supposed to go on, we got in a little early, like 3:57, I think.
Sure.
And we walked into the booth here, and he was just going off. It was awesome.
Yep.
But there was, I mean, he had no intention of being off the air at 4, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's okay.
No, I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, like, you know, he would have gone all night, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he's here every week. We don't get to do this.
I understand. Well, Albany needs the flannel blanket.
I heard he might not be here next weekend.
That's true. Well, maybe you should come up.
Hmm. That is tempting. We also played in there The Clash, The Magnificent Seven. We heard Art Brut, Bad Comedian. That was Jed's pick. You want to talk about that song anymore?
I did it. I like it a lot. I like it. I like it even more now. I've heard it again.
What was the runtime?
Oh, geez. What kind of
question
is
that? What was the label and matrix number? We have to put all these things into the website, which is WCDBFM.com, by the way, where you can find out all the names of the cool tracks we're playing. You can find out all the bios of the DJs who work here, if you call it work. You can find out upcoming events. Do you know what event is upcoming here in August?
Maybe you should tell me.
It's the WCDB 33 and a third alumni weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That is taking place Friday, Saturday, Sunday, August 12th. 13th and 14th, on and off the air.
They're all coming back.
The alumni will be converging on this place like rats on a pile of garbage.
Wow, that's some metaphor,
I'll
Joe.
Let that imagery sink in for you. And that's not in any way meant as a slight to the alumni. I plan to be among the rats converging. But anyway, the point being that on that weekend, you will hear a lot of alumni DJs of the radio station coming in and talking about the alumni DJs, the radio station, the music they played back in their day, the music they played today, why the music they played back then is so much better than the music they play today. No, I'm just kidding about that last one. I think that I'm just kidding about that last one. If well, they do want to make cast aspersions on the, make comparisons of that sort, they can do that off mic. Okay, so
I think we have. That Art Brut is new. And we played Defiance, Ohio from last year.
That's new. Last year is new.
You know what sucks? It's from a different decade. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, we'll overlook that.
I think the next thing we're going to play, right? Are we...
We can do the thing you gave me.
Okay, this is Electric Six. Not too new, but not that old either.
Like me. I'm not that new or old.
This is Improper Dancing, I believe, right? Is that what we have queued up?
It's not only queued up, it's playing. Track number 7.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I love it already. .9 WCDB. This is Matt and Kim, a remix of Cameras. Not the track we were intending, but interesting just the same.
We were kind of hoping to play the non-remix.
Okay. Well, we got a little bit confused.
Just the mix.
What did you just say?
We wanted to just...
Was that kind of some kind of ethnic slur?
Whoa! Not before 10.
Did you just call
not
Matt
before
and Kim
10
a bunch
p.m.
of mix?
Oh boy, I wanted to play the mix, the pre-mix. How's that? The pre-remix.
Okay.
I want to play that song before they turned it into that.
I can understand that, but we didn't. I'm sorry.
What a bummer.
We did hear the Apples in stereo. We had an iPad and an iPhone. That means they're stereo. The Golden Flower was the song. Improper Dancing was by Electric Six. That CD is maybe defect. There's dust or something. It kept completely shutting off and then picking up from where it left.
Man, I'm on a roll here. Everything I pick is like there's something horribly wrong with it.
No, I wouldn't say that. No, I don't think so. But
CDs
this remix is a little gratuitous and not as enjoyable as the original song.
No, it's not.
We're sorry.
It's you know what it is? It's pedestrian.
Oh, okay. The pedestrian mix, that's what it says. How did you know that?
Well, the album was Sidewalks.
Okay.
Also. Which, unintentional pun. I can't really take credit for cleverness.
All right, well, maybe we'll play the regular version later.
Okay.
But we have other things to play. Did we need to discuss anything before?
What do you want for dinner?
Oh, that's a good question. Are you going to go out and get food while we're on?
I can do that, sure.
Or else we can...
What do you guys at home want for dinner? If you're listening to the show, what do you want for dinner? Give us a call. Let us know what you want for dinner. I can't guarantee we'll get it for you, but we'll talk about it. We can talk about what you want for dinner.
If you want us to have hot dogs, text 456 to 442-4242. If you want us to have steak, dial 4... No, never mind.
Well, I'm not taking requests for dinner. Like, I'm going to get what I want. But I just want to know, what do you want at home? You know, I'm not, and who knows? If you come up with something cool, maybe we can eat it. Maybe we can all eat it together.
Now, when you go to a restaurant and it says home style cooking, from whose home do they meet?
That's a good question. I guess it's the style part, okay. You know, that matters. It's like in the style of home. Like, I knew this guy, and he was like, do you want to play a band and play in the style of Yngwie? And I was like, well, I really don't know what that means, you know, and no.
Okay.
Got another song?
I do. I had my head down. Deep in finding the next song and hoping that story would go on and on, and it did.
I could keep going, but it would be I'd be making stuff up at this point.
That story has a very cold ending.
Yeah.
I like the ones that fade.
Well, it's a college radio cold ending.
Did anyone ever tell you a story that faded? That would be I would love to hear
I kind of wish that story had faded or cold ended sooner.
Hey, there's a button over here that says cough.
Really?
If I push it, am I going to cough? And what's scarier is there's a button here called dump. I'm afraid to push that one. All right. This is Joe and Jed. We are two very boring people spending an afternoon in Albany. Enjoying filling in the dead space here on WCDB Albany. Tom Gable on WCDB, that is Random Hearts, here on the Joe and Jed Show. Jed is back with chicken.
Yeah, I brought some chicken.
And we'll be eating that very shortly, but in the meantime, we have to tell you what else we played. We heard To the Lifeboats, a new track from Thomas Dalby. The EP is called Oceania. A lot of people call it Oceana, but it's Oceania. And it's actually the first three songs from his forthcoming album called A Map of the Floating City. There's also even an interactive game at floatingcity.com that encapsulates his entire vision for the next album. Pretty interesting stuff, but that was called To the Lifeboats, new tracks. Also, Put Your Hand Inside the Puppet Head by They Might Be Giants, the first song by They Might Be Giants that I ever heard back from 1987, preceded by Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants.
That was the first They Might Be Giants song I ever heard.
Imagine that. What are the odds of that happening?
It was a world premiere video on MTV when I first heard it.
Yes, it was an MTV occasion for me as well. The show was called 120 Minutes. Mm-hmm. It was on Sunday night, I think. And it was the alternative-ish, new wave-ish videos. Really cool tracks came out of that show. And anyway, we are two middle-aged people filling up your Saturday afternoon on the college-owned airwaves of the University at Albany. This is WCDB Albany, New York, 12222. Let's see, did we play? Yes, we also told them about the other songs. Mike Eck, Trophy Wives, we played.
I heard you talking about that. Good song.
Wasn't that a great track?
Yeah.
There are two or three songs in the entire world that can make me cry when I hear them, and that's one of them.
Wow.
It's so powerful. And like the message and the way he sings it, and there's a bug on the microphone. That is a fly. There's
Mike
a
fly Eck is still the, here, you know. He
here?
Played on, he,
in this
we,
room?
He, well, he's he's with us. In a metaphorical way.
Sure.
And literally with us in Albany to this day.
Yes, we know this. We know he's
he
still...
played on campus last semester.
Cool.
In the fake coffee house. It was exciting. It was a good show.
Yes, it was a good session he did. We had a local music show back in the 90s, and he came up and did that.
I know. I was on that show.
Were you on it?
With Skyscape.
Oh, you were on that show, not on that show with him.
I have, you know what I've got with me? It happens to be in my iPod, but the promo for CDB that we recorded that night.
Oh, yes.
That you recorded us doing.
I remember that, yes.
It's the chords were CDB.
Yes. I do remember that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
you did a lot of those local shows, engineering.
Yes.
Them. And at the end of every show, you tried to get the band or artist to do
a legal ID
for CDB.
Right.
How many of them played a song with the chords CDB?
I don't think any of them did other than you.
How could they not? It was so obvious.
Yeah, but those chords don't... I mean, they're just chords. They're not
CDB, CDB.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not
musical.
You're not going to hum it on the way home.
Music comes out of him,
Well, it's if it's so obvious. You know, maybe they're not going for the obvious.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's college radio.
Actually, too obvious. We didn't kind of want. I don't know. I don't know what we were really looking for.
We can play it if you want. I have it.
Now, what's really weird is that on the computer here at WCDB, there's an ID for my internet radio station.
Huh.
Kind of what I wanted the bands to play was a really short burst of song that you could ID over like this.
Intensely modern. Alternative.
I guess you couldn't hear that, but it's just like a burst of song that, you know, just long enough to play between two other songs that you could say the name of the station over.
I see.
So that's kind of what I wanted them to play, was like a really short track.
So in,
but I wasn't good at conveying that.
Well, we talked about it, but there's that private plane one where they were singing.
Yeah, that was a good example, but that was a little too long, in my opinion.
Get the knife.
Get the knife.
I got the cards.
Come closer. Get the knife.
I got the cards.
Get the knife. Come closer. Get the knife.
WCDB.
Albany's best.
We're private plane.
That's awesome.
The ultimate card is still, you know, the ultimate station ID is still the station of sin.
Yes.
Do we have that handy?
Possibly.
What is going on here? There's no.
I don't know if this system has every single thing.
There is no WCDB here.
I mean, I've only been. I don't know this system.
Sorry, I'm putting you on the spot, Joe. I should know. But, you know, I mean, I've been doing shows semi-regularly for the last year.
Risk of making this talk break way too long.
Yes.
There was an era when WCDB used to play these internally produced self-promotion type promos that would, you know, just talk about the station in a entertaining way.
Sure.
And the Station of Sin is one of those, which is... It just resonated so well. It was so well done. And it was an instant classic. And I am quite sure it still gets played here today. People certainly still talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's from my second year here, which was 1992.
Wow, so you were here for that.
Yes, I was here that day, but I wasn't here in the room when they worked that magic. It was actually done in this room. It used to be the production room.
Yeah.
So, yes. Boy, we're really self-indulgent now.
But yeah, this show's getting like maudlin now.
So there would have been a whole bank of they were called cards, of promos that you could play. There would have been a whole bunch of them to choose from, and you could pick the one you wanted and play it between two songs. But I don't see that here anymore.
I have it on my iPod. We can cue that up too at some point.
Oh, there's this other thing called FUBAR.
What is that?
It might be on there. Yeah.
Do you see it?
Oh, I thought I saw it. Yeah, the Station of Sin 2003. Should we play it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
What do I have to do? Drag it into a playlist?
Really? WCDB Albany.
Your Station of Sin.
That's not the one. How about this one? They've used that phrase in more than one, apparently.
All right, brothers and sisters, we're back. This is Catholic Radio. We're talking about God tonight. God and all his gab and all those glorious gifts he be giving to us every day. You got any questions about God, you call me. You know the number. You know the hotline number. I can see my hotline number lighting up right now. Let's take my first caller. Son, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, son, talk.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are, son.
Okay, can I make a request? Can you play Private Plane?
No, son, you don't understand. This is Catholic radio.
Okay, all right, that's good. Then can you play Ween?
No,
you
son.
You play something by the band Ween?
Son, no, this is Catholic radio.
It's a cool band. It's called Ween.
We don't play...
Can you play that?
No,
oh,
son.
Oh, cool. Can you play something by Billy Bragg? He has
son,
a new
you
album,
don't understand.
You know?
Son,
he does that song, Sexuality,
no, this is
you know?
Catholic.
Sexuality.
No, we talk about God. Son, son. We don't have sex here on this radio station. This is Catholic radio. There is no sex.
Oh, you mean this isn't WCDB?
WCDB is a station of sin.
WCDB, the station of sin.
And that would be the station of sin.
Yeah.
Now, the meaning of that promo... See, it was, you know, the radio station, and I don't, you know, the radio station usually has like this, a lot of times, an inside story to what the promo means. And I don't know on that one if it's very obvious, but there were other radio stations in the area.
There still are.
Cropping up on frequencies that kind of impinged upon the radio, WCDB's signal. They were of a religious nature. So the backstory is, wouldn't it be funny if somebody expecting to reach WCDB and play bands like Billy Bragg and Private Plane, which were very well requested back in that time, called up the radio station of the religious format and requested the same songs there. And by all accounts, that is a brilliant premise.
Oh, totally.
But at the beginning of the promo, they don't go, wouldn't it be funny if somebody who listened to WCDB called the... You know, so they didn't actually... say that. So we thought it was hysterical. We have no idea if anyone in Albany ever understood that cart, ever. But it is kind of entertaining.
Well, now you guys who are listening, both of you know that, you know, well, now you know the story. Now you know. You know something that no one else in Albany knows or may ever know.
That's right. See, we are good for something here, besides filling up a couple of hours.
Ooh, I've got on here.
It's down the hall to the right. Oh, sorry, what?
I've got how WCDB changed rock history.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Maybe we'll play that one in a little while.
All right, cool.
I have a dedication.
Oh.
This is a song called Who Listens to the Radio?
Is it going out to you at home?
It's going out to you and me, because we don't know who's listening.
Nobody
These
knows.
These are the sports on WCDB Albany. 14 in front of 7 o'clock, wow, on a Saturday.
How did WCDB make rock music history? Was it the broadcast of Parliament Funkadelic lead band George Clinton's visit to the station?
Hello, Mr. Clinton. Thank you for coming up here to 91 FM.
7 up, baby.
Well, would you care for some cocktail wieners and tab while we wait for the mothership?
I love cocktail wieners. Mm, there you are. Chocolate covered freaky and have it for me. Now, pass me that plate, would you? Oh, I never had a wiener so fine. Hey, wait, the mothership... It's leaving without me.
Oh,
what the? Take these damn wieners. Somebody's going to get a WCD beaten.
Was it how we inadvertently changed the look of rock band Kiss?
Hello? Hello? This is Gene Simmons from Kiss. About a week ago, Kiss and I were up at the station, and we seem to have left our makeup there. I mean, we have a press conference on MTV in about 20 minutes. What do you expect us to go out without any makeup on? Somebody pick up there. This is Gene Simmons, the demon. You know, lots of blood, really long tongue, shining tweed. Gene Simmons, someone pick up the damn phone.
Was it the unwitting mind games the station played on Joy Division?
Take 41. This is the guy from Joy Division, and you're listening to WC...
Oh my God! Mr. Division, you're my fave!
Do you mind? We're recording here.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Take 42. If I have to do this one more time, I'm gonna bloody kill myself. This is the guy from Joy Division, and you're listening to WCDB. Oh.
Hey, Mr. Division, I got that filet of fish that you ordered here.
No, thank you. I think I have a new order now.
Or was it consistently broadcasting the widest variety of fresh new music 24 hours a week, 7 days a year? Tune in 20 years from now for the answer.
WCDB Albany is not for everyone. Studies show 5% of users will experience side effects, such as loss of body fluids, blurred vision, and sensitivity to the mainstream.
All right, we have to do the director's cut of that commentary.
I haven't heard that in so long.
Me neither. That was a promo that we made. You can hear that one on WCDB.org. Go to the audio button and then click on the CART Wall of Fame, and it's the second from the bottom. That was a CART that I did with Jed and
Chris Radke
and Adam Monaco. Adam Monaco plays Ian Curtis.
Ian Curtis, the guy from Joy Division.
And we couldn't think of the guy's name when we were writing that CART, so I said, well, just say, hi, this is the guy from Joy Division, because that's even funnier. It's saying, hi, this is Ian Curtis, you know, and so anyway.
We were on college radio in the 90s, and we couldn't remember Ian Curtis. It just goes to show you, in the 90s, nobody cared about Joy Division.
So, and what other fine bits of humor are in that one as well?
Well, Chris Radke as Gene Simmons.
As Gene Simmons, the demon, yeah. So he, they were allegedly unmasked because they left their makeup here at WCDB, and that was the voicemail message.
That happened.
I always thought this CART was a little too hip for the room. It was brilliant, and Jed and I were laughing a lot while we just heard it now. But
it's been a long time since I heard that.
And then, of course, the bit about 24 hours a week, 7 days a year was... was all too fitting to how often the station seems to be on at times.
But. Yeah, that was prophetic.
But yes, okay. So we got that out of our system. Should we go back to another song? You want to talk about the baseball thing?
Yeah, sure. So apparently, you want to tell them or should I?
Well, let me just set it up. I just read that Derek Jeter hit his 3,000th hit today, a home run, and then the person who caught it gave the ball back in exchange for tickets to the rest of the season, playoffs included. That's assuming they're in the playoffs. But
that's just so weak.
Now, would you have held out for more?
It's something that is going in the Hall of Fame. It's an artifact that is going to be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions of dollars.
Well, a ticket to a Yankee game is like, what,
$36,000? If it comes with, like...
With Derek Jeter.
If it came with that, then, okay, you think about it. But only if you get to tell everybody you ever met about it, if it's covered in the papers... all that stuff. Because the actual thing from Derek Jeter isn't really going to be, it's not really going to be all that,
but what would you, like, if you caught it and you're like, no, will you just hang on to it till you got a better offer? Or would you just say, no, I want to keep this? And you just have it on your fireplace and say, that's the ball.
Well,
get out of that?
I'm not a Yankee fan. So I would,
I'm just saying, generically.
I might even do? I might actually just burn it.
So nobody could have it.
Yep.
I'm surprised you didn't try to go to that game just to get
No, I would hold on to it until I got a really good offer for it, and I would sell that thing.
Okay,
absolutely.
We'll take more of your sports questions right after this. I'm just kidding. We're going to do a little music. We'll be back to bore you some more after some duh.
You can be someone.
That's Beatles on WCDB. Tomorrow Never Knows. That is one of the more adventuresome Beatles songs. It somehow seems to fit in even an alternative format. Anyway, that's from Revolver.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, I had to finish my phone call with the Night Owl. Mr. Owl.
Is he coming in?
Yeah, he's on after the person who's on after us. So we've got 2 degrees of separation.
Well, so we may never meet the Night Owl in person.
Well, I have.
Oh.
He gave me a hamburger once.
Really?
Yes.
What's it? I mean, what's he like?
He's got great big eyes. And he sits on a log, a thick branch with talons. The Night Owl is our overnight DJ, plays lots of classic R&B. He's a very nice guy. He gave me a hamburger one time the day I met him. He's like, I ordered 2, but I'm not that hungry. Would you like it? And it had absolutely nothing on it, just the bun and the burger. And boy, it was good.
Do you remember DJ Dream?
He never gave me a burger.
He used to do the overnights in like the mid-90s.
Well, who didn't?
Well.
Could you,
he was named
narrow
after,
it down a little bit more?
He was named after Morpheus, the Sandman.
Okay.
And he did the overnights in the goth format.
What years?
Probably like 94, 95.
90. See, I was gone by then.
Oh, maybe as early as 93. I don't know. But I do remember Chris Radke came in to do a morning show, and you know the door was locked, and he rang the buzzer, and this dude came out, you know, this extremely goth dude, and he said, and I mean Radke is, you know, sort of this cherubic, you know, happy fellow, you know, coming in to like greet the day with WCDB, and almost in like a puff of dry ice and smoke, out comes DJ Dream to answer the door.
Now that you said very, very goth, I do remember him.
And he came out and he answered the door, and Radke's like, hey, what's up? And the dude's like, I am Dream. Oh, boy.
I was not here that day. But that I could definitely see that happening. I have a question. We heard Gene Simmons references on the promo before.
From Chris Radke as
Chris
Gene
Radke
Simmons.
Chris Radke was Gene Simmons in that promo that we played.
He also played the guy who gave George Clinton the cocktail wieners and the guy who convinced the Ian Curtis to kill himself by bringing him a filet-o-fish sandwich.
Okay. And we forgot to say that Jed was, that was your first cart, that your first promo, right?
Yes.
You played the voice of...
I was George Clinton.
Right.
The sound of the mothership. Do you know what that's from?
Your keyboard?
No. Well, it was sampled on my keyboard, but it was from a toy. It was from a Galactus, Fantastic Four Galactus action figure.
Well, it really made that noise. It was just the sound we needed.
It was the mothership.
Exactly.
It was the mothership.
This is DJ and a Half, Joe and Jed, and we are, what are we calling this again?
The
Many Bad Moods.
The Many Bad Moods of Joe and Jed.
Yes, and we have Ryan, who's our engineer, chatting with us on the studio computer.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's saying that he has a birthday gift for you, Jed. It was your birthday recently.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's so nice.
Red Skies at Night was by The Fix, and Home is a Fire by Death Cab for Cutie, which reminds you to change your smoke detector batteries every 6 months. That actually is a good tie-in, isn't it?
Are we going to do a public service announcement, or was
we
that
could.
It?
That was a public service announcement of Death Cab for Cutie and WCDB. So that was cool. That was a good set. I
the
was
legends.
Listening to the the Hicksons. They always, when they say windscreen in a British song, to me, when I was young, a windscreen was this thing on a microphone that kept your mouth from making wind into the microphone and sounding like, you know, noise. And I always thought that the British were very cool because they always sung about windscreens. But they were speaking about the thing on your car, which we call a windshield. And I was very disappointed to find out that, oh, they're singing about windshields. Okay, that's not so cool anymore. Anyway, it's just a little story. I'm in full disclosure mode tonight. I'll tell you just about anything if you remind me of it with the song lyric or something like that. We are going to be wrapping up soon. By the way, Joe Jackson reminds you to change your smoke detector battery twice a year.
Because he needs to come over. And that dude is, nothing can stop that dude from smoking. Did you know that?
No.
He is on a, Joe Jackson is a pro-smoking crusader.
Oh.
Any place that that bans smoking, he won't play any club that bans smoking.
Oh, that's cool. That's good for your career, Joe.
Yes, it's good for your singing career and good for keeping your fans alive longer.
Right.
Joe Jackson is, he's a music, at least he's a musical genius, even if he's not a genius.
I used to think he was one of the Jackson Five. if I'm in full disclosure mode.
He was also one of the first MTV VJs.
Oh, that's right. I remember him. He's dead now, that guy.
Oh, no, really?
J.J. Jackson.
Oh, J.J. Jackson. Yeah, that's right. It wasn't Joe Jackson.
He's dead.
He was also one of the 1919 Black Sox, and he is dead.
Okay.
His mitt was where triples went to die.
You know, when Michael Jackson died, and Joe Jackson, Michael Jackson's father, was in the news a lot, they kept saying, Joe Jackson this and Joe Jackson that, and I'm like, what is he doing? Like, he hasn't had an album in years. Why is he, you know, I thought it was Joe Jackson, the musician that we just played. I'm seriously lacking at times. I feel like I'm on a 7-second delay from the rest of the world.
Joe Jackson is on the William Shatner record from a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah. There's a William Shatner rendition of Pulp's Common People, and Joe Jackson sings with him on it.
We were going to play you a Wire song, but ironically, it's stuck into the CD player and it won't come out, and it won't load up the song either. So it's ironic because we're going to have to get a piece of wire to push the CD out.
I would say as long as we have Ryan, the chief engineer, on the computer.
Oh, he's not on anymore.
Oh, he conveniently.
He got the porn he needed and he left. I'm just kidding, Ryan, if you're listening.
Aren't you qualified as a former chief engineer?
I was never the chief engineer.
What did you do then? You just were the all-purpose engineer.
Around. What?
You were just the all-purpose everything.
I was an engineer. I was a chief engineer in a previous profession before I came here, but I was never the chief engineer here. By the way,
yes,
I somehow have a reputation for having been here in the 80s because I did the 80s show, but I did the 80s show in the 90s. and I can understand the confusion, but if anyone has heard of me and they're like, oh yeah, that's the guy from the 80s. Well, I mean, I was alive in the 80s. A lot of the people here weren't, but I was here in the 90s, but I just played 80s music. I just want to set the record straight.
And I'm here now, but I mostly play 90s music.
Now, Jed was here slightly after I was here in the 90s. And just got a show like last year.
Yeah, it took me. I trained here as a DJ. I started training in 1992, and I just got cleared last year.
Right, so it was a lot of training. You didn't live in Albany for several years.
Well, that's beside the point.
No, I know, but I mean,
I was training that entire time.
Right.
I took the Adam Monaco correspondence course.
So his show is so good because he trained. Like, he basically did in real time every show he's ever going to do, but in training.
When I trained for so long, yeah. Now that I'm a DJ, when I DJ, I don't even touch the console or anything. I just do the entire show with my mind.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. You know, when I was little, I thought Sir Walford really was a knight, that he was actually.
Has he been here the whole time, that long?
He hasn't been here. He's been on the radio in the Capital District. He used to be on another station. I don't remember which one.
So he must have a following. He must have a following, and we must have driven them all away.
Oh, you mean you and me?
Yeah.
Well, I think they pretty much go their separate ways at the end of his show, don't they? No, I think WCDB, when his show came here, his following came to WCDB.
I see.
For sure.
WCDB.
The Ophelias on WCDB. That's Lawrence of Euphoria. And we heard Table for Four before that. That was my band from the late 80s. My Heart Exploded, and Now It's All Over Between Us was the song from an album called It's Not Spanish, But It Will Do. We also heard Words as Pictures by the Pageants.
Just plain old Pageants.
Just Pageants. I didn't type the, but...
That's good. There's that, you know, nobody uses the anymore.
Yes, they do.
There's a backlash against the. So even things that should be the, like plural nouns that describe your group.
Do you know why that is?
We're just done with the.
No, it's the internet. Because you would sort wrong. All the bands would be under T.
I guess you're right.
You know?
I guess you're right. I hadn't thought about it. I'm in one of those bands.
I know.
70s.
And it sorts wrong.
We started as the 70s, but then it was about 15 minutes in. It just seemed like who needs a the? We just didn't really, you know, we gave up on the before right. It was like the first decision we made after deciding to call ourselves.
And you've got the 70s. The pun in there, which is the 70s spelled with a D-Y-S.
Yes.
Like the Beatles did their pun.
Yes.
You know, it's that brilliant. It's, you know.
Well, you know, the thing is, if it was just the 70s, it would be, you know, like if
you would think that's a genre.
Well, if you're a musical act, right, and your band name is 70s, right, like spelled correctly, and you type in 70s in iTunes,
sure,
you get all the music that was done in the 70s.
Right, exactly.
So we had to, you know, but what we're learning is that the whatever the algorithms are that do the searches, when you type in 70 spelled incorrectly, it doesn't look for that. It looks for 70 spelled correctly.
Oh.
So it's it
like,
was kind
you,
of...
It's like, did you mean 70?
Yes, did you mean this?
Yeah, that's a challenge.
So what are you going to do?
I have a list of bands that I maintain whenever I hear a phrase or think of a phrase that would be a good band. And every once in a while, I Google some of the names and I find bands who are using those.
Like Man Scouts of America?
I haven't thought of that one. That's cool.
How about...
But like, just out of the clear blue sky the other day, I thought of a band name called Funk Bank.
Okay.
And I said, wow, that's a really powerful band name. And I looked and there's a band called Funk Bank.
That happened to me at the dawn of the internet with Love Grenade.
Okay.
There was a band called Love Grenade.
Right. And then my band, which we just played, Table for Four, is spelled the way you would expect, Table, F-O-R, and then the number four. But the other day I found that there was also a Canadian band, Table for Four, but it was Table Four, Four. Like it's and like a jazz, you know, like the something something four.
Uh-huh.
And to me, like, oh, I'm like, ooh, that's better. We should have done that. Yeah, we were pretty happy with Table for Four, but actually I was going to look at to see if my list of band names is on my iPad.
It's funny, I have one on my iPhone.
Do you?
Yeah, should we compare it here live on the air?
We definitely should. We could do Battle of the Band Names.
I found it.
Can you say some of them?
One of them was taken. I looked it up. Bimbo Savant.
Really?
Yeah, taken. Nice. There is a band called that. Here's Toilet Ghost. did you find your list?
No, keep going.
Immaculate Abortion.
I found it on my laptop.
You did? Okay. Here's Toast Feast.
Toast Feast?
Toast Feast. That one can't
like
be taken. If you're listening at home and you want to call your band Toast Feast, you have my permission.
Well, that was what I was going to do, is post a list of good band names and like, hey, bands, if you need a name. Because a lot of bands come out and they have really lame names. And I'm like, guys, come on, why would you name your band that? We have this list here.
How about the Crazy Astronauts?
That's cool. How about the Drop Dead Dates?
All right.
Ted's Parking Space. Fleetwood PC.
Oh, that's okay. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. I kind of do software coding and stuff for a living, so band name is undefined is kind of...
Is it like band name equals undefined?
Band name, parentheses, close parentheses, is undefined. Like, it would like look like an error message. Signed and numbered.
Huh.
The alphanumerics. Some of these are very old. How about autopsy turvy?
Oh, my God. Wow.
You got any more?
I got a couple. How about this band is awesome?
That's cool.
And I've got The Party Never Starts.
Oh, that's good. I think Frank that's... Lloyd Wrong.
Oh, God.
I think somebody used that.
Oh, here. God is my autopilot.
Marcus Absent.
Wow.
And then there was one, I wrote it, I kind of gave it a name, but it's it, the band name is meant to be like mumbled. It'd be like, I'm like, how would you spell that? I was like, I don't know, but I wrote that down. And then now here's one that I would have bet you a lot of money that no one would ever take this, and I love this band name, but there's a derivative of it that actually is in use. The name of the band, my version is the Russian Acoustic Bastards.
And okay.
There's a band named the Russian Bastards, and I'm like, damn.
Wow. Well,
like, how did they pick that?
Well, your band could do covers of them, but acoustic.
Acoustically, yeah. Well, I wasn't going to be my band. I just thought it would be a. All right. Well, that's pretty much the.
I got one more.
Go ahead.
It's I may be too busy killing people.
That's good stuff. I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks of band names every waking moment.
All right. Oh, I got two more, but they both have curses in them.
Oh, well, you have to tell me privately later. I love band names. I wish you could do that for a living.
You can't even do that for a living if you're in the band after it.
I know, but it's just...
After you name it.
That's just such a fun job to have, I think. All right, well, here's the sad story. We have to go. There's no one here to take over the controls, so we're going to be stopping broadcasting on 90.9 FM, but I do have something to play for you if you're listening on the web, so you'll still be hearing some more programming. So if you're on the web, just sit tight. If you're listening on 90.9 FM, thanks for tuning in. It's been our pleasure to entertain you this afternoon. I've been Joe.
I've been Jed.
And we are the Russian Acoustic Bastards, and we will be here. Maybe we'll do this again one day.
Or we may be too busy killing people.
Right. So at this time, radio station WCDB, well, I'll let the nice man explain it to you.
At this time, radio station WCDB Albany concludes its broadcast day. WCDB operates on an assigned frequency of 90.9 megahertz FCC channel 215 with a power output of 100 watts under the provisions of the Federal Communications Commission. WCDB is licensed to the State University of New York and is funded by the Student Association at the University at Albany, State University of New York. Our offices and studios are located at 1400 Washington Avenue, Campus Center 316, Albany, New York, 12222. On behalf of the entire staff and management of WCDB, we bid you a pleasant good night and good morning.